So I'm talking with Andrea Pendergast, who is the you're the co-owner of the Cape Cod package store Fine Wine and Spirits. We are talking to you in the capacity of the organization that's called Keep Barnstable Beautiful. And to apologize, Andrea, can you remind me your position maybe with the with Keep Barnstable Beautiful? What is it exactly? Can you and we're going to get into what we're talking about here, but just tell me about your connection to this organization that I just mentioned.
Sure. I'm actually a committee member. We've recently formed this local chapter, and part of having a local chapter is having a committee. And so I'm part of that committee on some level. I guess I'm the president or whatever. But wait, I don't like to use that word necessarily, just because I'm a chairperson, I
Okay,
guess.
you're help steering this thing. So what
Yes.
you're referencing, this is the local chapter of the organization called Keep Massachusetts Beautiful. And I understand that years ago Cape Cod had a different local chapter. This is a new one. So tell me about what you guys do.
Sure, thank you very much. Basically, I guess if I can just give you a little bit of history. So about 2 years ago, I myself, being a citizen in Kitsuit and in the town of Barnstable in the village of Kitsuit, obviously is observing and noticing trash everywhere I drive, not only on our town streets, but also on the highways and such. And I said, I would really like to be more proactive and do something about this. And so I started to reach out. I found out that there was a cleanup going on in Mashpee. So this is back in, I think, 2020, maybe 2021. And Neil from Keep Massachusetts Beautiful was the person who was instrumental in getting that cleanup happening. And so that's how I reached out to him. And I said, I'd really like to do this in the town of Barnstable. Can you help me? And he said, sure. You know, I have all the supplies, so the grabbers, the gloves, the bags, the vests, all of that stuff. And so for 2 years, in spring and the fall, he helped me basically create cleanups in the town. We basically positioned ourselves out of the town of, excuse me, the Barnstable High School parking lot for 2 hours, and you know, picked up a lot of trash in that time frame. I should have the actual amounts. I can get them for you, but it was a lot. So it was after that time that he basically looked at me and he said, Andrea, he said, you've got some repeat volunteers here. I think I'm going to encourage you to start a local chapter. So as part of his organization in the state, there, I think he gave me a new update the other day, 42 chapters, or 40 chapters, excuse me, in the state, of towns that have created their own chapters. And so his he was very instrumental in pushing me to move in that direction. And initially I reached out to the town because he said, ideally, to make it most successful, the town usually creates a committee within the town itself, similar to the town of Mansfield. If you look at the town of Mansfield, I think there's like 500 volunteers that come out and do their cleanups. But for whatever reason, the town is obviously involved in other projects and whatnot. So they said, we'll help you with DPW, we'll help you with any other way that we can, but we can't create a committee. So that's when Neil said, all right, let's go out on your own. And so he gave us the bylaws and all the information that we needed, obviously, to be formed as a local committee, excuse me, a local chapter. But we're under the umbrella of Keep Massachusetts Beautiful. So it's a chapter underneath them. We're not our own 501 3C or whatever, which is a nonprofit organization. So with his help, last year was our first year as the new chapter. And we did a cleanup in this spring. We also did one a cleanup in the fall. And then we did several actually in the winter time this past winter. I got word from Caitlin Carpenter, her name is, with the town of Barnstable Natural Resources. And she reached out because she was doing beach cleanups. So each month she partnered with different nonprofits to try to clean up beaches. And so we worked with her, and then we did our own cleanup last Sunday with our own crew. And so that's kind of the background, I guess, or the history of how I've gotten involved. And now it's become part of my passion and mission to make a positive impact in the community, because I'm seeing the results that we're you know, creating by what we're picking up and what we're doing. And we have about six or seven committee members who we meet with monthly, and then we've slowly have begun to build a volunteer list that basically we send out emails, we're on Facebook, Instagram, things like that. So kind of do it at grassroots.
Yeah. Oh, it sounds like you guys have gotten a number of these in, and that's great. And I think you were on the verge of answering this. I was on the verge of asking this before. I'm then just checking. Can you give me a number of how many people are overall involved with this with your effort right now, approximately?
I know if you go on our Facebook page, I want to say there's 100 people that have joined the group.
Okay.
So that's on Facebook. And then I know, I think as part of our volunteer sign up, because we ask people to sign up for when we do the cleanups, that is well over 100. So a lot of it could be the same people. So a little over 100, maybe 150 people, I would say, would
Okay.
be the right amount. And granted, not all of them are coming out every single cleanup. It's depending upon what people have going on. But for instance, the last cleanup we did, there was only about 14 of us. So
Okay,
it's
but
probably the small,
every person counts.
yeah,
Every person
smallest
makes a
turnout that we've
difference.
had. But we were super excited. We picked up 50 bags of trash. It was phenomenal.
Okay.
So doesn't really matter. Not sometimes the volume of people. It's just the amount of
Quality over quantity.
quality over quantity, right. I think the most that we've had at one of the cleanups that I did in the very beginning was like 60 volunteers all at one time. So
Okay.
our goal is to try to get 100 volunteers maybe for one cleanup. You know, that would be nice.
Okay.
But you gotta start somewhere.
Well, and we'll end with the cleanup event that you've got coming up, but the main reason that we got together here to talk about this is the fact that Keep Barnstable Beautiful was named the Rookie Chapter of the Year by the Keep Massachusetts Beautiful organization, and so obviously that's a nice nod to you guys.
Yeah, no, we were super thrilled. There was a couple of other chapters in the state that have just started, just like we are. And so we were super thrilled. So myself and two of the volunteers, Allison and Amy Mack, they're called the Mack Twins, we went up to Framingham and accepted the award. So it was super exciting to be around so many like-minded people and people really trying to do enormous things. Keep Massachusetts Beautiful has lots of tentacles out into the state as far as education, litter cleanups, but they're also doing a lot legislation wise, you know, in the concept of getting the state back involved as well. So it was fun to be part of that event for sure.
Okay, so coming up is we had one just last week last weekend. Yep, today's the week's flying by here.
I know.
So it was already several days ago. So the next one is going to be on Saturday, May 18th, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Can you let's see here.
Twelve
What do you
PM.
was the last one? Just a quick read in the press release here that he where was the last one, and where's the one coming up?
They're actually in the same location, so
Okay.
what we try to do as committee members is look around town at where there might be hot spots, and try to choose. This is kind of what our mission a little bit is, to try to choose locations related to those hot spots. So this particular hot spot we chose was Marston's Mills, and also it's part of our mission a little bit because we're trying to basically clean up the town one village at a time because there's seven villages. So we met at West. Hold on.
I
West
got
Villages.
West
It's, yeah,
Villages Elementary School, right?
used to be called Marston's Mills Elementary. Yeah, so they've changed the name of it to West Villages. But
Okay.
we met over near where the pickleball courts are. And that will be the same location for the May one as well. And so what happened is we dispersed from there, either in the neighborhood up and down the streets, but then we went out further. We had noticed there were some hot spots off of oh my God, I'm drawing a blank with the name of the street. The one, the oh my God, Route one, street that runs from where the golf course is in the airport. I'm drawing
Okay.
a blank. It's not Osterville, West Barnstable, Wharf
Everybody's
Road.
saying, I know exactly where she's talking
Remember
about.
that. So.
Okay, so that's 10 a.m. to noon on Saturday, May 18th, and we'll make sure to let everybody know on the story here about the how you can. It says pre-registration is required. So do you visit the website keepmassbeautiful.org to register? Is that right?
Yes, or you can go straight to our Facebook page or our Instagram page. We've put all the links up in our link tree in our Instagram page.
Okay.
Or you can email us at keepbarnstablebeautiful at gmail.com. That's also another place that you can kind of reach out to. And the reason why we do the registration is there's obviously a little disclaimer in there relating to, you know, safety-wise and that things, but also so that we have enough supplies. Because now we're our own chapter, we have to raise money to buy the supplies because Neil isn't providing necessarily them for us anymore. So we've gone out and gotten grabbers, vests, bags, gloves, things like that. Some of them have donated from Home Depot and Tractor Supply over in Hyannis. And then a bunch of other businesses have donated some materials as well. So that's why the registration is so important, just so that we have enough for everybody.
Okay, Andrea, is there anything else that you'd like to add for this interview?
I don't think so. I just think, you know, if you are interested and you have a concern about the litter that you do see on the side of the streets, please come out and volunteer. You can either join one of the cleanups. We also are doing 2-hour shifts at the Town of Barnstable Redemption Shed a couple different months during the year. So if people are interested in helping out there, they can email us or just join our Facebook and Instagram pages. We'll be updating that with new events that we have as well. And if people feel generous enough, they can donate. And the links are on those pages too, with regard to where to do that as well. Or they can even just go to Keep Massachusetts Beautiful and they can find our information there. But we're really, like I said, trying to keep Barnstable Beautiful one village at a time. So that's kind of been our mission statement and making it cleaner and greener and litter-free. Because as you know, we live in a beautiful, beautiful place. And many people come to visit here every year, and we just want to keep it beautiful, you know, in that regard.
I do know that, and I also know that litter is everywhere all the time. So, what a difference you guys are making, I'm sure those efforts are appreciated by everybody who sees a nice, clean area that is devoid of litter. Must mean you guys were there pretty recently.
Yeah. Well, it's funny. I've just seen the town out recently doing some of the cleanups too, as well around as far as the DPW and things. So I think it's becoming definitely there's other groups involved too. I know there's a group in Barnstable, I think it is. And there's the, is it Olugs? It's Old Woman Who Underwater Garbage or something. I think it is.
Yes.
There's that group. So there's so many groups that are just kind of doing their own thing on, you know, grassroots on their own. So I think the idea was to form something a little bit more formal so that we could begin to make some bigger strides
To compare
to
to
make a
them, though,
difference.
you guys would have to get the diving gear.
I know. And I'd have to be a little older. I think you have to be a certain age, I think, to join their group.
Well, we can't. We're not. That's off limits. That question. That topic.
No, joking. I'm joking. No. Yeah, no, they're doing a fantastic job, an incredible job, and they've been doing it for a very long time. So a lot of kudos to them.
All right. Andrea Pendergast, thank you very much for talking to me about this, and look forward to sharing this information with our listeners.
All right. Thanks, Jim. Appreciate it. Thanks for having
Okay.
me on.